Greetings, everyone. My name is Ethan Uslin, and you are listening to The Carolina Shout, the podcast where I play old-timey piano and I talk about the music. Today I'm going to do something unusual. I'm going to play songs that I do not like to play, songs that I try to avoid. Perhaps coincidentally, these songs are the ones that people request the most. Funny how that works, isn't it? Why am I doing this, you may wonder? Well, I'm actually recording this podcast live with my therapist, Dr. Zizmore. He's a big believer in exposure therapy. Dr. Zizmore says that if I play the songs that I don't like to play, I'll stop hating them. That's why right now I'm playing Mack the Knife by Kurt Vile. People request this one a whole lot, and honestly, I don't really like playing it. You see, the tune's very short. It's only 16 bars long, so if you want the performance to last more than 20 seconds, you have to repeat those 16 bars over and over. And if I just play the melody over and over like I'm doing now, it can get a bit repetitive. And the worst part is that every time I get to the end of the tune, it loops right back to the beginning. Like, right now, coming right up. And here we are at the beginning again. I don't even know how this song is supposed to end. It's like I'm on a merry-go-round and I can't get off. The tune just keeps looping back to the beginning, like video game music. Honestly, I don't know what to do. Kate, can you do a fade-out? Yeah, just a slow fade-out. Yeah, thank you. So that was Mack the Knife. I think it's a good song, but it's one I tend to avoid because if you're not careful, it can turn into the song that never ends. And when I perform it live, I don't have Kate with me to do a fade out. And those same 16 bars just go over and over and over. 16 bars. You see, I'm more of a 32 bar guy. Most popular songs are around 32 bars. That's the sweet spot for me. 32. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but the general area of 32 bars suits me perfectly. Mack the Knife, as I said, is 16, very short, so I tend to avoid it. Another song I avoid is Begin the Begin by Cole Porter. That one is on the total opposite end of the spectrum. Guess how many measures long it is? Mack the Knife is 16, most songs are about 32. Begin the Begin is 108 measures. It's the War and Peace of American popular songs. Because it's so lengthy, I simply can't memorize it. It's too long. Sorry. People request this song a lot, and it was one of the biggest hits of the 1940s, and it's beautiful. I love it. But unless I have the score in front of me, I can only play the beginning, and then at some point, about a third of the way in, my memory starts failing me, and it inevitably falls apart. And then I have to apologize to the audience, and my face turns beet red with embarrassment, and everybody feels uncomfortable. And I try to diffuse the awkwardness by making a joke like, hey, I can begin the begin, but I can't finish the begin, or some joke like that. But for this special episode, I have taken the proper precautions, and I have the score right here in front of me. So here it is, Cole Porter's Begin the Begin from 1935, and I'm going to play it from the beginning to the end. Thank you. So that was Cole Porter's Immortal Begin the Beguine, a gorgeous melody, and as far as I know, the longest song in the entire Great American Songbook. 108 measures, or in other words, 6.75 Mack the Knives. Begin the Beguine became famous in 1938 when the Artie Shaw recording became an international mega hit. Then after the swing era was long gone, the Begin the Beguine melody kept going and going and going till it rose to prominence once again during the disco era. Yes, Johnny Mathis had a disco version of Begin the Beguine, and so did Julio Iglesias. If you like disco, but feel most disco songs are too short, may I encourage you to check out the disco Begin the Beguines. Also, if you're more of a literature person, I heartily recommend you read the short story entitled Julio Iglesias by Haruki Murakami. In this story, a ferocious man-eating sea turtle wreaks havoc upon mankind. It seems nothing can stop this sea turtle hell-bent on devouring human flesh. But right at the final hour, it turns out that the sea turtle has a weakness. Once it hears the Julio Iglesias version of Begin the Beguine, it retreats back into the sea. Oh, I should have said spoiler alert. Sorry. Okay, and now I'd like to play another song that I don't like to play. And that song is New York, New York, Start Spreading the News. My number one requested song, even down here in North Carolina. People ask me to play New York, New York all the time. The requests seem to follow me everywhere I go, like some kind of abominable sea turtle. Now let me tell you why I don't like to play New York, New York. I really have nothing against the song itself. Actually, I think it's a pretty good song. And I love New York, the city. But I have some negative, extra musical associations with New York, New York that go back to my childhood. You see, I grew up in New Jersey, right in the shadow of New York, and I was a big baseball fan. And my favorite thing to do was to take the train to go see the Yankees play at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Over the course of my life, I've been at dozens of Yankee games. And at the end of every game, they play New York, New York over the loudspeakers as people exit the stadium. Now, I love going to baseball games, but let's face it, exiting the stadium after the game is very unpleasant. People are sweaty, sunburned, drunk, smelly, and the stadium is filthy with popcorn and spilled beer and all sorts of trash on the ground, and the place reeks of Budweiser and sweat and heavily used restrooms, and as you exit the stadium and New York, New York is playing, you're thinking, oh, I still have to get out of the parking garage and endure the post-game traffic, or you might be thinking, oh, I have to catch the train, it's going to be filled to capacity with drunk, smelly Yankee fans, I'm going to have to spend the entire ride packed in the train like a sardine with my face stuffed in somebody's armpit. All those unpleasant thoughts and smells come back to me whenever I hear this. Well, that wasn't so bad. Dr. Zizmore, I must say, I think you're really onto something with this whole exposure therapy thing. I can't live my life avoiding the things that give me anxiety. I need to face them head on. This seems to be working. I actually enjoyed playing New York, New York there. So let's let the healing process continue. So, without the assistance of psychotropic medications, let me end this podcast by playing a song I truly despise. A song so terrible, it doesn't have a single redeeming quality. How much is that doggy in the window? Ruff, ruff! The one with the waggly tail. No, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't end the podcast like this. Just can't. I need to play music that's actually music. So why don't I play a song that I have avoided, not because I think it's bad, but because I think it's too difficult. Like the fiendishly difficult Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. Probably the single greatest march ever written. You see, many years ago, I heard Vladimir Horowitz's solo piano recording of the Stars and Stripes Forever, and it made a big impression on me. It sounded like Vladimir had four hands. And as I listened to this recording, I said to myself, I'm never going to play the Stars and Stripes Forever unless I can play it the Vladimir Horowitz way. So I simply never played the Stars and Stripes Forever. I avoided it like the plague, until about a month ago. I decided maybe I should try to take it on. So I got a hold of the sheet music of what Horowitz was doing, and I practiced it for several weeks, and it was really hard, and after practicing and practicing and practicing, I gave up because it was just too hard. But then it dawned on me, you know, maybe I don't have to be Horowitz. If you want to hear Horowitz, go listen to Horowitz. I don't have to be Horowitz. I can just be myself. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Right, Dr. Zizmore? So here it is. The Stars and Stripes Forever, something I've always been afraid of, but I'm taking it on. Horowitz Schmarowitz. Thank you. So that was the iconic Stars and Stripes Forever, a song I've always avoided until now. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore. I think we're making really good progress. I think a few more months of therapy and I'll be mentally ready to play Memory from Cats. Of course, I'm still having that recurring nightmare, the one about the sea turtle with the head of Vladimir Horowitz chasing me through Yankee Stadium, but we can work on that next week. Kate, can you please roll the credits? The Carolina Shout podcast is produced by Ethan Uslin and Kate Uslin in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Ethan, and I'm the piano player and raconteur. Kate is my wife, and she's both the recording engineer and the IT guy. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore, for the exposure therapy. I'm really impressed with the piano you have in the office as well, Dr. Z. Really classy. And now I'm afraid we have come to the worst part of the podcast. I came in all fresh and clean, and now it's time to go home, and I'm tired, I'm sweaty, I drank too much, and now I have to pay another $40 to get out of the parking garage so I can sit in the post-podcast traffic. Kate, do you remember where we parked? It should say on the ticket. No, I don't have it. I gave it to you. Well, I think it was level 5, 161st Street Garage. Or maybe level 6, 151st Street. I don't remember. Kate, you better find that ticket. And don't step over there. I think that's vomit. Ugh. Kate, you know, we could have gotten a 10% discount on parking had we just went to iTunes and left a rating and review for the Carolina Shout podcast. Well, live and learn, I guess. Although next time I think it would be easier to take the train. Kate, am I sunburned? Oh, here's the parking ticket. I had it the whole time. Sorry, these cargo pants have like 10 pockets. I can't keep track of what's in what pocket. And every time I wear these, I find new pockets. I hate these pants. Kate, where's the exit? I feel like we've been walking around in circles. Watch out, another vomit puddle on your left.